Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Yeah, I'm really excited for FIFA 18. It's going to come out September 29th. Like, I think this would be the first time that I really rush to the store to get the FIFA game, like, immediately. Like, do I have to wait? Like, is there, like, a back? Like, should I back order it? Like, do I have to wait in line the way people go crazy for Madden? Like, what's that like, picking up the new copy of FIFA? Is that as crazy as getting the new Madden, or should I have no problem with that?
I can't imagine picking up the new copy at midnight would have any issues, but
right.
If you want to avoid any of that, you can just pre-order it or download it online directly off PlayStation or
that's
Xbox.
What I'm going to do. I'm going to download it right off the Play, because it's the same price. Like, why do I bother to go to the store? I'm going to download it right off the PlayStation 4 network. But so I got super excited today because I see this headline today that the FIFA player ratings have come out, right? Because, you know, the game comes out September 29th. They're trying to get people excited for the new FIFA, so they released the player ratings. And no surprise here, I'm looking through the top 100, courtesy of the EA Sports website. And here's the big headline that people are all mad over. I could care less about this. Or I couldn't care less, I think is the right way to say that. But everybody wanted to know, oh, who's going to be number one? Is it going to be Cristiano Ronaldo? Is it going to be Lionel Messi? Now, Solana, I don't know if you've looked at this yet. Who would you put your money on? Do you think Messi got the edge, or do you think Ronaldo got the nod?
I think it's Ronaldo.
It is Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo, who I think is on the cover also for most of the covers. They got regional covers. But Cristiano Ronaldo did get the edge. He's number one. Messi's number two. So all the Argentinian soccer fanboys are mad about this. The same people that blew up my Twitter timeline a couple of weeks ago when I dared disgrace Messi with my tweets. So Cristiano Ronaldo is number one. Messi's number two. Then Neymar, who's now with PSG, remember. Neymar is number three. Luis Suarez rounds out the top four.
Woo!
Yeah, so but, well, what made me mad, though, and a texter hit the nail on the head here when I teased this segment. He said, and I imagine him typing this in a British accent, "Mate, me lads from Liverpool get disrespected every FIFA. If you aren't a Man U, Barca, or Madrid fan, you will always be disrespected. P.S. F Man United." So I thought that was a great text. But he's right. You look through the top 22, and it's essentially the starting lineups mingled together of Barcelona, Real Madrid, with a few guys from Bayern Munich and Manchester United sprinkled in. It's shameless the way that FIFA does this. And so, of course, you know the angle that I pursued, because I'm an Inter Milan fanboy, so I got all excited. Oh, before I opened up the rankings, I'm thinking, okay, we've got this Mauro Icardi, 24-year-old Argentinian player, striker on Inter Milan. He's entering the prime of his life. He's got a beautiful wife that he stole from Maxi Lopez. So he's winning at life. He's also winning at soccer. He's got 5 goals so far in 3 Serie A games. He's averaging almost 2 goals per game. I'm thinking, man, I can't wait to see if Icardi cracked the top 10 here. It's going to be really exciting. I look through the top 10. No Icardi. And they do it like, I hate when they do this, the slideshows. So on the FIFA website, they give you one page with the top 10. Then you've got to click the next page to get numbers 11 through number 20. So I click the page. I'm thinking, okay, maybe Icardi gets number 11. I look through 11 to 20, no dice. 21 to 30, no dice. 31 to 40, and so on. I'm starting to sweat. I'm starting to curse. I'm like canceling my pre-order for FIFA. I'm outraged. You know where they have Mauro Icardi ranked on the new FIFA game? 94th overall. He barely cracked the top 100. It's disgraceful. The highest-ranked Inter Milan player is actually the aforementioned great Slovenian goalie, Samir Handanovic, gets ranked 46 on the game. Blatant disrespect for my club. Blatant disrespect for the very near-future Serie A champion Inter Milan squad. blatant disrespect. But in case you were wondering, yeah, it is Cristiano Ronaldo who got the edge, number one overall. And then Solana, you brought something up to me during the break. Can we give ratings to the WQAM hosts? Because, you know, the way they do it on Madden, FIFA, 2K, all the video games, you get what? You get a ranking, one overall, meaning you're terrible. So I'd probably be like an 8. But one overall to 99 overall is how you rank a host. So you had on the FIFA ranking, Cristiano Ronaldo edges out Lionel Messi. I think Ronaldo is a 94 overall. Messi's a 93 overall. Who would be the highest at QAM? I think that for, like, the comp, because Joe Rose, experience, 99, right? Versatility, because, you know, he's a color guy for the Dolphins and a radio host, TV newsman, like, versatility, like a 94. I think Joe Rose would probably come in at, like, entertaining, you know, 97. Like, he'd probably come in at, like, a 96 overall. He'd probably lead the pack. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. And we can even throw in, you know, athleticism into there, right? We can
so Crowder.
We can get pretty creative here, right? Right. Crowder would probably be a 99 compared to everybody else here in athleticism.
Right.
But he might be like a 1 in radio.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You said that, not me.
I'm coming at the Crowder hard in these rankings. But we do want to open this up to the text line. Give us some ideas here. I'm thinking voice can be one of these subcategories.
Ooh, yeah.
Versatility, like you said. There's a lot of other things here. Like, just for example, in FIFA, they have your pass rating, your defense rating, your shooting rating, curve rating. We want to get a couple of these sub-rating categories here for QAM hosts. So, texters, text lines are open. Fill it up.
56022 is how you reach us on the plumbers911.com text line, but please don't text drive. So, if there's, like, a silliness ranking, like Hockman is a 99 overall with that one, if there's, like, a hot dog a sandwich ranking, like Hawk is 110 overall.
Bringing condiments into just radio conversation, Hawk would be a 99.
Oh, man. Yeah, oh, sure. I mean, and you know, in all seriousness, like the overall ratings, like who would, like I think Joe Rose would be undisputed top at this radio station overall rating. Would Hawkman be the number two guy? Would Big O be the number two guy? Right, because I know that like O obviously can, like he annoys many of you at times. Like I appreciate what he does. Like I enjoy Big O's show a lot. And he's got more football knowledge than most of us, maybe, you know, Channing aside and Joe Rose aside because they played the game. But when it comes to keeping up with the NFL, like, O is very high up. Would you give O the second overall ranking or would Hockman get the second overall ranking? Or you know what? Maybe Crowder, even though Crowder is not like the seasoned radio guy, he's probably just the single most entertaining person at the station, right? Like, if you wanted to have a beer with anybody at this radio station, my recommendation would be Crowder would be the top guy, right? You don't want to have a beer with me. I've got nothing to say. Like, here's the thing about me, right? Like, if you see me at, like, a family dinner, family gathering, I barely speak because I speak so much on the radio every day. Like, it burns me out. Like, I'm dead serious about this. Like, you'll see. Like, I'm sitting to dinner with my parents and my wife. I'm just sitting there quiet as a mouse. I got nothing else to say. My only material in life, sad as that may sound, my only material, I save it for the air. Like, I don't want to waste an insightful comment on my parents when my parents are not paying me to make insightful comments. The radio station is. So I save all my material for the radio. You have a beer with me, you'll be bored out of your mind. Guaranteed. Right? You want to have a beer with Crowder? I think Crowder would be the number one guy just to hang out with and have a beer with.
The problem with Crowder is you'd have one beer, have an awesome time, and then by the second beer, he's making fun of you. Your self-confidence is just like all the way down at the bottom, and you got to go in a new wardrobe.
So, and also like Crowder would knock down my self-confidence rating. So I'm at like a 99 overall when it comes to like just weird random crap, but then I'm at like a 2 overall with confidence because Crowder knocks me down a peg. I like this one. Going to concerts, Big O would get a 99 rating. That is true.
He'd get 100. We'll bend the rules here. Big O can get 100 for concerts.
He goes to like 6 concerts a week. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. And you never realize how many bands are in town at once until you listen to Big O's show. Okay, Tuesday night, I'm going to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thursday, I'm going to the Jackson 5. Like, half of them are dead. He still goes to the concert. Like, oh, I'm going to see Bono. I didn't even know U2 was in town. Big O's got tickets for it. I was going to say a name of a band of a lead singer who just died, so I'll probably skip that one out of a sensitivity to the public. I'm going to see Twisted Sister. Like, Big O's got tickets to everything. Oh, here we go. Texter writes in, Number one, Joe Rose. Number two, Hawk. Number three, Crowder. Number four, Dono. I'll take it. But also, don't forget, Zach Krantz. He's got to sound into this equation somewhere. We can also rate producers as well. Give Solana some love. Give Manny Chang some love. If there's a ranking for bandwagon fandom, Chang is 150 overall. 155 overall. Because he's a fan of every team, this Chang. You know, give Catalina, Falero, they get some love as well.
Oh, Falero's last, for sure.
Wow. Fighting words right there. 56022 is how you reach us on the plumbers911.com text line. 7 o'clock, or no, 8 o'clock hour. I don't even know what time it is. I'm on Central Time. 8 o'clock hour of the Alex Dono Show coming up next here on WQAM.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Alex Dono Show on South Florida's sports leader. 25 years and counting. Miami Sports Radio, WQAM. This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.